All right, sports fans, how's everybody out there doing? William Martin coming at you one more time with another edition of the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now, earlier this week saw Major League Baseball Commissioner Rob Manfred decide against reinstating Pete Rose. Now, we all know the story about Pete Rose as he was banished by a previous commissioner and Bart Giamonte back in 1989 for gambling, which is a no-no in the world of baseball. And the fact that Rose remains unable to be reinstated into baseball all but ends his opportunity to get into the Baseball Hall of Fame. And this is tough because you're talking about a 74-year-old man right now, rather, in Rose that has a large and looming legacy in the world of baseball. And the reason why I say it is this. Rose played for 24 years and he developed the name of Charlie Hustle, and he really lived up to that because he was a guy that left it all out there on the baseball diamond. You're talking about a guy that won the National League Rookie of the Year award in 1963. He was the NL MVP in 1973. He was a 17-time All-Star. He helped the Cincinnati Reds win back-to-back World Series championships in 75 and 76, and then he went on to help the Philadelphia Phillies do the same in 1980. He was also a player manager, but more importantly, you're talking about a guy in Rose that is Major League Baseball's all-time hits leader with 4,256. On top of that, no player has had more plate appearances or at bats or played in more games than Pete Rose for a Major League career. And it's very tough to not have one of the game's greatest players in the Baseball Hall of Fame, but this is what we're dealing with. And I know the fact that Pete Rose has been banished from baseball for so long has turned him into a bit of a martyr, but you see that things were beginning to change this year because you look at Rose, he was an analyst for Fox Sports during their baseball coverage. He was also a part of the All-Star festivities at Great American Ballpark this past summer in Cincinnati, and he has been very well received there as well. But the bottom line is this. Two things are hurting Pete Rose, and they will continue to hurt Pete Rose, and this is something that he has to look in the mirror for himself. That is a fact that he has not shown any remorse over these issues with Major League Baseball, and at the same time, according to Major League Baseball, this is a guy that still continues to gamble. And when you made a mistake like he did, you have to show that remorse to the folks that have the power to either make you or break you in this case. And unfortunately for Rose, he has not done that. Now, I've been a guy in the past that has gone to bat and said, you know what, MLB needs to do the right thing by putting Pete Rose back in baseball and giving him an opportunity to go into the Baseball Hall of Fame, because 25 years is more than enough. But at the same point, if you're Rose, you have to be contrite about this situation. And unfortunately for him, he is not. And, he's probably a stubborn guy at this point in his life, more than he was when he was younger. He feels that he was right. And unless Rose is ever willing to do that, you will never, ever hear his name mentioned in the Baseball Hall of Fame. And he knows that. I mean, he admits he put Rob Manfred in a tough spot, but at the same time, Pete has to go out there and be a better person about this stuff. And unless he's willing to admit his mistakes, it's going to be what could have been for me and my legacy, if you are indeed Pete Rose. So folks, that is going to about wrap it up. And I want to thank you once again for tuning into the 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge podcast. Now be sure to check out blogtalkradio.com/300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge this Sunday night at 9 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. on the West Coast, as I will be recapping the day's action from week number 15 in the National Football League season. Now, if you are on Twitter, please feel free to follow me at 300 Pounds of Sports. And like I always say, if you follow me, it will be my pleasure to follow you right back. Also, there is the Facebook page at 300 Pounds of Sports Knowledge. You can check it out, and you are more than welcome to like it as well. Once again, fine folks, my name is William Martin. Take care and have yourselves a wonderful day.